Hey, everybody. Joel Pell, Eric Zane, for one of my new favorite sponsors, ExpressVPN. Look, going online without ExpressVPN, listen to this illustration. It's like leaving your laptop unattended at the coffee shop when you run to the bathroom. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I might actually do that. Anyway, most of the time, you're probably fine. But what if one day you come out of the bathroom and the laptop is gone? You're like, oh, no. Anyway, the question might be easy. What is ExpressVPN all about? Look, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank logins, you name it. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Don't believe me? Look it up. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. My God, your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Tunnels are good. Now, it's true. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And I didn't just pull that out of my you-know-what. Easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Every time I take my show on the road, I depend on ExpressVPN. I don't want my stuff exposed to some scumbag. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's ExpressVPN.com/Zane. And you get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Zane. All right, this is Act 2 of the July 10th, 2024 Eric Zane Show free podcast. Act 1 is in the books. Act 2 is now. Enjoy. Oh, Tulsi Gabbard. The only thing I know about Tulsi Gabbard is that I think she was born in like Hawaii, and I think she is of Pacific American descent, and she's a smoke show. I mean, she is, what a babe. But I think that all those crazy, all those hot chicks, I think every single one of them is crazy. Like, they do crazy shit. Like, I think that if you're super attractive like that, you run a risk of being crazy. You had the Christy Noem. She was killing all the animals. Remember that deal? She's crazy as fuck. We need a ugly black woman. And fat. We need an ugly, black as shit, fat woman to be the president. Brilliant. I mean, like fucking Lizzo fat. We need someone as fat as Lizzo, but, you know, somebody who looks like one of the fucking vampires in the Blade movies. Like that. You elect that person, you know you're going on the merits of their brains. Jimmy says, just go to Walmart and pick one. Come on. Lauren Boebert is hot as hell. Absolutely psycho. Exactly. They're all like that. They're all animals. All right, if you're watching the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, it's time for you to go. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Watch it there. The audio of this show becomes the audio podcast, which I now break up into two parts, Act 1 and Act 2. Easy. Why do you do that? Boring reason, but when you get done with Act 1, listen to Act 2. That's the second hour of the show, you know? Patreon, we're doing a Big Fraud Wednesday tonight with Ben Glaze. First show we do on Big Fraud Wednesday is Who Are These Zanes? We'll review old audio of me. Ben is going back to June of 2002, the third ever show from New Jersey with Eric and his then pals, Greg and Chris. I will be reviewing even earlier footage from WIMZ featuring the late Billy Kidd, Tony Magoo, and EZ. After that, we do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we will review another 1 minute of Ben's Bomedy podcast. Jesus Christ, do I love reviewing these shows. That's all on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for free for 7 days. Tophus says, I wonder if Kelly got a raise after you disclosed how much you made in 2016. No, I know how much she makes. You forget who I talk to regularly. They rape her for money. She is screwed. For the amount of work that she does and the amount of energy and content that she delivers regularly, she's the only one that does. I've talked about this. They pay her a producer's salary, $70,000, which is bullshit. That's bullshit money. They're paying her that little amount because she's a chick. All right? Those Greg and Chris have so much goddamn money to blow. All right? And I know this. Town Square pays her $20,000 and Greg and Chris pays her $50,000 for a total of $70,000. What a scam. On a syndicated morning show heard all across the country, you're giving her $70,000. They took my money and gave it to Joe. He's gone now. So that means they have an absolute mountain of money that they don't know what to do with. And they're keeping it from her. Pay her, you fucking stingy fucking bastards. Tophus says, I'm going to take a trip to the FBHW Reddit later. Yeah, do it and post what I just told you. Okay? All right. So I'm going to kick you folks out. You got to watch a show on Twitch. I'm getting a hold of my dad in just a second here. Before we get him on, though, let me remind you that portions of this show, the intro and whatnot, are brought to you by Berlin Raceway. There's racing this weekend. The Super Modifieds will be there, and it's going to be awesome. $14 a pop for tickets. You get them at berlinraceway.com. Parking is free. Kids under 15, free. Bring in a cooler. 12 by 18 or smaller with all of your snacks, your soft drinks, no booze, no glass. I will be there next weekend. Come sit with me. And you know who else I'm bringing? Mr. Lutz and Mr. Matt. Mr. Lutz is Mrs. Lutz's ex-husband. She's married to Greg now. So it'll be me, Mr. Lutz. I wish Ross was in town because we can get all the exes. It could be a hangout with exes of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I'll ask him if he's going to be in town, but I don't think he will be. And we could get Hurricane Ashley there, too. BerlinRaceway.com. Thank you to A&E Heating and Cooling. Again, I bust Joe's balls all the time, but he is an absolute legend. He is part of a select few people who have been with me from the absolute beginning of this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please keep A&E Heating and Cooling in mind when it comes to anything heating and cooling related. Okay, it's that simple. 616-516-8579. Let's get Dad in here for Dear Meathead. If you have a question for Dad, you'd like to ask him, by all means, send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. They are awesome, too. Now, I didn't warn him. I didn't give him a call last night. So, hello?
Hey, you. How's Maine?
Oh, hey, yeah, hey, Dad. Well, welcome. By the way, I'm podcasting, as you know. I didn't give you a warning call yesterday. So I'm doing Dear Meathead now. Is that okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were aware, but yeah, Maine. It wasn't bad. We had a great time hiking and whatnot, but the motorhome, I think I mentioned this to you, was kind of falling apart every day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had all sorts of problems, and you know that thing is brand new, so that was a very bad feeling. But I took it in to where I bought it, and they are now repairing it, so hopefully that'll work out, you know?
Wow, so how did you get around?
Well, we towed a car, so I had a car with me, but the motorhome was, you were able to drive it, but there was problems with things like the air conditioning and the toilet wasn't working appropriately and the shower was leaking. So it was kind of a bummer.
Wow.
Yeah.
None of that happened before you left?
We were having some problems, but we still had to take the trip. So I was hoping that we wouldn't have any more problems, but it turns out we did have more problems, a lot more. And so hopefully it'll all get worked out because we really like the RV, but you know, we can't be driving it around with crap falling off of it and breaking.
Not for that kind of money.
No. No, I was so excited about it. And, you know, as you know, when we were together up north, I was so excited about it. Well, now I'm not so excited about it, and I feel bad. I feel like I got ripped off, you know?
Oh, well. Yeah, I can't blame for you feeling the way you're feeling.
Yeah, it'll. But I talked to the people who sold me the at the dealership, and they said that they're going to work very hard to get me to, as they said, fall in love with the thing again. So I'm like, well, you got a lot of work to do because I hate this thing right now.
Wow. Well, can you tell them just take this whole damn thing, give me a brand new one?
I brought that up, and right now that's not a possibility, but I'll tell you right now, if it continues to be an issue, I'm going to have to take the next step and try to make that happen. Now, I don't know if that's going to mean calling a lawyer, but you know how it is. If you get the right lawyer and all you want is something that you paid for, I think that would work out in my favor.
Yeah.
Well, I think you ought to try that.
Well, we'll see. I have it in for service right now, and then they're going to get it back to me, and we'll see what happens there. If I take it out again on another trip and the wheels fall off, well, then we're going to start over.
Wow. I'm so sorry about that, honey.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Nobody got hurt. We got the trip done. You know, got to try to keep a positive attitude on it, and, you know, whatever. You know, it could be worse.
It takes the joy out of it.
It does. These are called first world problems, and you can't really be upset about first world problems because there are people in the third world who don't even have any food to eat, you know?
That's true.
So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm trying to...
That's really a positive attitude. That's great.
Well, Dad, it's because you taught me that positive attitude.
Well, you're my son, and I know how you accomplish things, so you will.
Yeah, I got that from you. I had the old work. You know, you always reminded me of a hustler. You know, not like a pool hustler, but someone who would hustle to you know, get an advantage over someone who wouldn't work as hard.
Yeah. That sucks.
You mean the
no, when things go wrong, you know.
Yeah, it sure does. It caught me off guard when you said that sucks.
No.
That was that was great. I love it when you say that something sucks.
What can I say?
No, no. Hey, so I wasn't with you for the 4th of July. Now, one of our beloved family members, Mr. Michael Stong, he loves to shoot off fireworks. Did he do any fireworks this year?
Yeah, he went out to Chloe's house and watched him.
We watched some other people do it.
Oh, he didn't shoot any off on his own, huh?
No. I don't know. We didn't go with him. We went to Sue's.
Okay.
Yeah, we're around, so let's put it this way.
All right, well, it's probably best because we've been with Mike before when he's almost killed us more than once.
I know.
Oh, I tell you, you gotta.
What's the excitement in fireworks?
You gotta have three pairs of eyes to look through him.
I remember one time we were up at his place that his dad used to have, and he gave Jack and Leo were there, and Mike put a Roman candle into Jack's hand, and. He was going to, and then Mike went and poured a bunch of gasoline on the fire, and the fire wasn't yet lit. And so he convinced Jack that to aim the Roman candle at the gas on the fire pit so that it would ignite it. Now, the problem is the Roman candle was backwards. And it shot behind, and it bounced off the propane egg. And I actually have video of that. I go, Mike, you're going to kill us all. So while it's shooting behind Jack, I'm like, good God. If someone was walking back there, they would have been, oh, horrible. Just one of many moments from our beloved Mike.
Seven lives off.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like a cat. You're right.
So what's your plan for today?
Well, other than talking to you, I got a couple things I got to do around here. My life is fairly simple. Outside of talking into a microphone, I kind of just stay here. You know, I'm kind of like you, but younger.
Well, yeah. You know what? I just sat in this chair and I don't even make a move.
Oh, you do too. Well, stop saying that. You go all over with me.
Well, yeah. That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about?
I don't move that much.
There you go.
All right. Becky has a question. She says, Dear Meathead, how would you feel about a lady as the president of the United States?
As a what of the United States?
How would you feel if there was a lady as the president of the United States?
Well, I don't feel bad. If she's got the qualities.
Yep. Hey, I'm with you.
What do you have in mind? Got the quality?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Well, you see, there's something going on with, like, Biden right now appears to be a little bit wonky. I don't know if you know that. Biden is kind of like his brain's in another planet or something like that. And so people are thinking.
You know, I haven't paid attention to it.
Well, I have.
Okay. So
yeah, it seems like he's losing it, Joanne, doesn't it?
Yes.
So,
a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. That's nothing new. So there's talk about him stepping down and then the vice president taking over. And that would be Kamala Harris.
No, we need somebody strong.
Yeah, she don't want Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
What's the name?
Kamala Harris.
Well.
Mrs. Harris.
Mrs. Harris.
Well, we shall see. It may work out that way. So.
Yeah, and there's going to have Trump for sure.
Oh yeah, Trump's going to win.
Calling me.
I'm sorry?
Where are you calling me from?
So right now I'm in Grand Rapids in my studio.
Your voice is kind of muffled.
No? Okay, well, hang on. I'll just turn it up. Okay, how is it now?
The same way.
Oh.
You sound fine, Eric.
All right, well, I don't have a ton left. Let me see if there's any other questions for you. Hang on a second here.
According to your man, you're fine.
Let's see. Rich writes, good morning, Joanne and Ruben. A lady I work with does way more work than the men that she works with, but they make substantially more money. Should she look for a different job or demand a raise?
Well, start by demanding a raise.
Well, yeah, demand a raise.
Well, you got three people. Two of them are men, and they make a lot of money, and she does more work than the men, and she gets paid, like, poverty wages. That's not fair.
What do you think?
Well, that's what I think. I think it's not fair.
Oh, I see.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, that's awful. That is awful. Joanne, I don't know how you pulled it off, because you were raising girls, three girls in the 70s and 80s, all by yourself, and you had to sell Stanley cleaning products.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a boy with it.
Yeah, you're a hustler too.
I know. I made good money, and I could take my kids with me.
That's fantastic.
My husband, you ought to see my pocketbooks. It's pretty empty.
All right. Well, I tell you what. I love you guys very much. I am out, and I can't wait to see you very, very soon.
Yes. Okay. Come back over here with your club. Forget it. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to show up with the bus, and then it's going to fall apart in your driveway.
Oh, okay. I hope not.
All right. I love you guys.
I love you, too. I didn't talk to you when I see you.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye-bye.
There you go. My dad, Dear Meathead, Joanne. Legendary. Kenny has already clipped the moment where my dad said, that sucks. How about that? So that means we can play it right now. Excellent work.
Yeah. That sucks.
You mean the...
No, when things go wrong, you know?
Yeah. I gotta hear it again.
Yeah. That sucks.
You mean the
No, when things go wrong, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. It caught me off guard when you said that sucks.
No.
That was great. I love it when you say that something sucks. All right, there's some other clips here that I forget. This one is titled, Fat is Always Gross. A fat is always gross.
It never changes its shape. It stays fat.
Dad, that is absolutely perfect. Fat is always gross.
You see, I gotta give you a conclusion on this conversation.
Yeah.
People that are overweight, if they like it, fine, that's good. But it's gross. They got to work on losing the weight and never, never, never get back and getting fat again.
Spoken like a true gentleman.
No, really.
This is fucking hilarious. Look at all these clips. Thank you. A lot of shit in there. All right. That sucks. Chris says, that's awesome. LOL. How do you go back on live streams while they're still going? I always have to catch up on YouTube if it's in the first hour. You can on YouTube live ones, though. You can't on here. I don't even know what the fuck that even means. Got me. I have no clue. Again, I can be the expert on how to get it out there. But once it goes into that camera and into this microphone and then it's gone, I have zero acumen. No ability to do this. Okay? All right. Dear Meathead, once again, I'm going to take a quick break. All right? I'll be back in just a minute. You hang tight. Rich writes, the Pay Kelly Moore post on the Freeburn Hot Wing subreddit is taking off. You need to add, I saw it. I'll get to it in a second. You need to add, Tophus, that 20,000 is from Town Square and 50,000 is from Greg and Chris. And I have that from the highest authority. You can quote me. All right. Let's see what they say. reddit.com/r/fbhw Tophus wrote, pay Kelly Moore, you misogynistic fucks. Fuck. Hey friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Gotta zoom in. She does the most lifting on that show, and she only gets $70,000. Way to be misogynistic, you pair of fragile cunts. No wonder both of your wives left you. Fucking trash. He wrote. Neandro says, I assume when she was hired that she, that was what she agreed. She could have counteroffered decline. Yeah, that was 5 years ago. All right. And let me tell you something else. when she was hired as a producer. She's a host now. All right? Joe left. She filled the role. Pay her. You can't have three producers and two hosts. Make it four producers. So that would be Steve, Kelly, Useless Maitland, and the new guy. Come on now. Pay her. The fuck are you doing? Everyone on the show also gets bonuses, talent fees, free products, and who knows what else. I can talk to you about that. Do you really think Kelly would take an offer for less than she thought she was worth? Yeah. Again, they're missing the point that I just made. This person writes, coming from her old show, I bet the $70,000 looked like a great offer for what she was doing at the time. Since Joe retired, she's been carrying the show and deserves to be making much more. Time to renegotiate the contract. Exactly what I said. I expect to hear from her later on today. As you know, her and I are tight. She appreciates it that I talk about her as glowingly as I do. I know this. This person writes, you shouldn't get to walk right into a high-paying career just because you're a woman. $70,000 is a lot of money to a lot of people in this country, and she's been there how long compared to Freebird and Hot Wings? Sincerely, a woman who has worked her way into high-paying jobs versus being handed one based on a gender. Yeah, I don't think that's the case, though, because she's already put in the time. She's already filling the role. She's already done the hard work, you moron. How much do the others make? This is something that's been speculated about a few times on here. It's assumed that Freebird and Hot Wings both make good money, but I can't imagine Steve makes nearly as much as them and Maitland less than that. Well, first of all, Steve is not a talent. Steve should never speak. It'd be okay if a goddamn pit bull ripped his throat out. Maitland, entirely useless, should not be near a microphone. In fact, none of those people are noteworthy on a microphone. She is. What do you call it? Tofa says Zane made $430,000 back in 2016. Incorrect. North of $460,000. I've covered that extensively. Has he actually said that? That seems crazy high for a morning radio show. I know they all had comfortable lives, but that's way more than I was expecting. Yes, he said that. That's how much he made in 2016. Yeah, the way that was is I described it. 165 per guy from GRD alone. We each got 20,000 a year in bonuses, 5,000 a quarter. We made it every quarter. That was 20,000 plus all the talent fees. You were looking north of 185, 190 from that one station. That meant that the other 260-ish came from the syndication. You forget, at the time, we were actually charging a fee for the station, for the show to be on those stations. Jersey alone paid us like $90,000 to divide three ways. 105.7 The Hawk. And then we got station fees from all those stations. Once Peter got in the mix, he was having difficulty getting us on other stations with the talent fee, with that station fee. So he started offering it for free, which was bullshit. That's why you see all these small town stations pick the show up, because there's no charge for it anymore. But we charged when I was there. We made a shit ton of money. Plus, we made a shit ton of money from all the advertising that Peter was trying to sell. So, oh, yeah, we were rolling in fucking dough. And then twice a year, we'd get a bonus from ourselves, from the business, okay? And that would typically total $60,000, $70,000, one paycheck twice a year. So it's easy to do the math about how much goddamn we are rolling in money. And Greg and Chris still are, but they have to give half of it away to their ex-wives, so that's kind of a bummer, but, you know, whatever. That's why I wanted to kill myself. Why do you think I wanted to fucking kill myself after I lost that job? I could walk into the fucking league offices of the NHL and say, Yeah, you're underpaying these guys. Oh, that's why I was so pissed off. Then when I got fired, Greg and Chris gave me $110,000 to buy me out of Danny Hunchback. And I agreed. We're offering you $110,000 to go away. Okay. Town Square offered me $40,000+ to never speak of them again. I declined. This person writes, damn, $33 an hour while Freebird and Hot Wings make $500,000 a year. No wonder why she rents her house on Airbnb and talks about being broke. I totally understand why she rushed to marry a lawyer. Tofus adds, and she does way more on that show than Hot Wings or even Free Beer. Then he adds, oh, by the way, $20,000 is from Town Square. $50,000 is from Greg and Chris. And then someone says, okay, incel. I don't know what that means. Someone has told me in the past, I've looked it up. You guys have told me, but it leaves my brain. I don't know what, it's some kind of insult. Oh, this is great. Well done. If you want to check it out, I'll leave a link in the show notes and you can provide your own commentary to it. Chris writes, I agree. Them crispy R's deserve much more. That's a rarity. To be fair, 70,000 goes fairly far in Midwest Michigan. The fuck it does. We live in a day and an age when people that age are expecting like the minimum wage to be like $50 an hour. Okay? They can afford it. If she leaves, they are so fucked. She should leave. Tova says Hobbing's made so much money and he does nothing. He never did. Oh, he was so lucky. He's the luckiest guy in the world. David in Hudsonville says she may deserve more, but $70,000 isn't exactly poverty money. Okay. To some degree. I think, though, the problem is she does more to get people to listen, lover or hater, than everyone else, and Greg and Chris are filthy fucking rich. Donut Dan says, easy, become her agent. I would love that. Jeremy says, did you enjoy, you or the other guys actually enjoy doing live shows on the road and night shows? I did not. And here's the thing. We used to charge a fee. And then Peter took that away and said, they're never going to bring you out to these stations because they're all broke if you charge a fee. So we stopped charging a fee. That money actually came out of our pocket for like airfare. No, I shouldn't say that. Not airfare, not a hotel, but for like bag fees and parking and our food. That all came out of our pockets. I hated that shit. And I would be away for a long time on a weekend. No, I hated that. Tofus says they fucking sold you out. Oh, of course they did. Tyler says EZ was making hot tub money. Kelly is making bathtub money. Oh, Tofus is the incel for sticking up for a woman. Maybe her new show with Maitland will take off and she will leave. I'm glad you bring that up because I haven't heard a goddamn thing about it. I better not be looking like an asshole on this deal. Chris says, so you did the live shows for free. Correct. The only one we got paid for was the Grand Rapids Live at Night show. I think we got $250. Bob says, didn't you have to pay to ship the broadcast equipment? Yep. Tofus says Kelly could start a podcast or fuck even a Twitch channel and that shit would take off. I tell you what, I'm just throwing this out there. I would absolutely help her in any way in launching her own fucking show. I would edit the show for free. I would do anything it took to help her launch that show. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, I would help her. I'd have her, I'd promote her on this show. Tophus says she is content coming out of the ass. Literally sometimes. The Eric and Kelly show is on the horizon. That would be huge. We'd crush it. Because she would not take my shit. Tyler says, could you edit out the crispy R's? No, I'd fall in love with those crispy R's. Because instead of seeing crispy R's when she says them because of her birth defect, I'd be seeing dollar signs. Be so great. And you know, she's I'm not even gonna say that joke. Okay, I am. You know, she's also interested in women just as much as men. So can you imagine if through some unfortunate circumstance my super gay daughter was single, which I hope never happens. And then she and Kelly Cheese fell in love. And Kelly Cheese was my daughter-in-law. That'd be amazing. Great reality show. Man. A lot of fun spitballing on the show today. Thank you so much to Tophus for getting the ball rolling on that goddamn subreddit. Jesus Christ. That's the only thing interesting that goes on that show. People who take shit that I say and post it on there, or when they actually talk about me. That's the only thing anybody ever gives a shit about. Or when Freebeer acts like a total fucking creep and posts booty shots of my future daughter-in-law, Kelly. I'm totally kidding, by the way. My daughter has a wonderful boyfriend named Ash. I'm just being a smartass. Because Madison gets sensitive about that shit. She'd beat my ass. As much as Jacqueline loves the spotlight, which I have to tell you about a conversation that I had with Jackie. Madison does not. Tell me how fucked up this is. Before we left for Maine, I was in the house doing what I normally do, dressed like I normally am. Sweats, sweatpants, t-shirt. I'm getting ready to leave. Jackie arrives because we're going to put her car on the car dolly, little Civic, and tow it. So she's there. And then we all leave. She walks up to me. And she looks at me up and down, and she goes, why does your bulge stick out? With my daughter. And I go, what? Yeah, it's like, it like sticks way out. Mom says, because it's big. And I'm like, you guys, what? What is happening here? I go, first of all, why would your eyes go to that spot on myself? And then, if that crosses your brain, what makes you so comfortable to utter that? This has been going on forever. These types of fucked up interactions. I've talked to you about this. She goes, well, it does. I go, yeah, I know, but most people would, even if that's true, most people would filter that out and not say that. You don't want to talk. Who walks up to their dad and say, yay, hey, dad, you got a big dick? What? God, I even hate just thinking about it. And she listens to this show, okay? Then, when we're in the camper, I like wake up and I just sleep in my underwear. And she goes, see, look at it. It's even sticking out more. Like when Jackie has on a bathing suit, I don't look at her ass. When she has a bikini top on, I don't look at her boobs. I don't look at her feet. Nothing. It's just, you just wall it off. You just, it just doesn't happen. That's what happens to most dads. Some maniacs don't have that happen, and there's fucking sick psychopaths. I'm normal. She's not. And Diana just laughs about it. In fact, I got to bring her in and ask her about that. I've been dying to tell you this, but I keep forgetting about it. I'm surprised. The only reason why I told you this now instead of first thing Monday morning was because of all the other shit that had happened. With Free Bear posting fucking horrible pics of Kelly Cheese and the RV being a big fat piece of shit. This is like a A-list story.
Hello?
Hi, how are you again?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, but I just stumbled upon a story that I had forgotten to tell everybody about.
Yeah, what was it?
It was a real set of awkward moments several times with your daughter when we were together.
I don't know if I remember them or not. Sometimes I tune her out.
Yeah, I know. She was she was remarking on the size of my penis.
Oh, right. About why you have a bulge all the time.
Just
is
hearing,
that right?
Yeah, just hearing you say it, it's just like... That's fucking horrible. I mean, that's nice to have my penis acknowledged, but I would prefer it only to be acknowledged by my wife.
Not your daughter?
And not my grown daughter, my 30-year-old daughter.
She's not 30. Don't age her.
She's 27.
Yeah.
You know, this is really highly irregular. I doubt there's anyone in the audience who has ever walked up to their father and commented on his penis.
Well, not at all. You might be surprised in this day and age, but also, you know, it's Jackie.
Did you ever approach your dad and talk to your dad about the size of his junk?
No.
No, because you're normal.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
Jackie's being described as the, you know how your brother's described as the NFK? She is the NFJ, No Filter Jackie.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that was...
I'm on my way home, and then I have to unload the groceries, and then I have to, speaking of Jackie, I have to go let Cece out.
All right.
The name of her, so...
All right, I'll be wrapping this one up in a little while.
Okay, so you won't be able to help me carry in the groceries.
What time are you going to arrive at the household?
I'm on my way home right now.
All right, just text me and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Pooh Bear. Yeah, what I said was exactly as it happened. No embellishment needed. Why does your bulge stick out so far? Ugh. Jeremy says, 35 years old, I've never talked to my dad about his joint. Yeah, it's bad enough for a son to talk to dad about it, but this is my daughter. Didn't she used to try to flash you too? I don't remember. I know she did. After she got implants, she said, Dad, you want to see him? And I think that she had pictures of like the pre-surgery images that the plastic surgeon has of you. And she put it in front of my face, like, look at me. And I'm like, awful. So bad. Hideous. Tophus says she's doing it for shock value. Yeah, I don't know, man. All I can tell you is that it makes it's horrible. It's a bad. I'm having a bad day if that happens. All right. When I go to Patreon, I have to tell you about the latest thing that is starting to make me wonder about my relationship at one of the two radio stations that I work at. I'm a little concerned. And I'll explain to you on the Patreon. King's Room Barbershop is celebrating 50 years. This is so cool. 50 years ago this week, the first King's Room Barbershop opened up. Okay? So at the three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street, they're having a lot of cool things to commemorate 50 years. You go, you get your haircut, you spin the wheel. There's all different prices on it from different eras of the King's Room Barbershop. So you may be saving some serious cash on your haircut. Still got a tip, though. Still got a tip. If you don't land on a lower price, you're going to win a brand new T-shirt, new King's Room 50-year logo. Keep on cutting. Also, other gear that they're giving away, various products, koozies, you know, shit like that. Plus, everyone who gets their hair cut is in the running for a brand new flat-screen TV at all of the King's Room locations. Kingsroom.net for more information. Jacqueline and Justin have their mortgage from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. How great is that? 231-332-6505. They placed a bid on the house that they wanted. And right here in West Michigan, they got it. So how exciting of a time it is it for them? 231-332-6505. And Mario is not a local sponsor. He's nationwide. I know him, so it seems like he's local, but he's not. Anywhere in the U.S., get your mortgage from Mario. 231-332-6505. Reach out today where he says, buy now, refinance later. You're going to get into the loan. This is what Jackie just did. They're a little bit north of 7%, which sucks. Pay on the house, mortgage rates trickle down, boom, refinance. You're paying significantly less per month or shorter term. It's entirely feasible if you finance north of 7% and then in a number of years, 3, 4, 5 years, when it gets down to 3.5% for a 15-year fixed, for a 15-year fixed, you'll be paying less than what you were for the 30. Call Mario. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's ervines.com, 616-532-6600. Thank you. They just signed up for another quarter of marketing. Makes me so happy. Great partners. ervines.com when your car needs work. I might be sending one to you, one there soon. Madison's old Accord might be acting up. Still got TC Paintball. Rick from TC over there. TCPaintballGR.com. Book an event with your friends, family, coworkers, you name it. Workplace team building or just good old-fashioned fun out on the paintball field. TCPaintballGR.com. The paintball destination in the state of Michigan. People come from all over the land to play paintball at TC Paintball, and you can be part of that. Nestled right here in West Michigan. And finally today, Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. This is what you do. When it comes to life insurance, I've been talking about this for some time. And every time I talk about this, you go, oh, all right, that's right. I got to contact Frank. Easy's right. I do need to insure my life because I've got loved ones who care very much about me. And I don't want to leave them in the lurch if something untimely happens to me. Okay, probably nothing is going to happen to you, but let's just say you get hit by a train. Okay, and all you have is no pot to piss in. What are you going to do? You got to insure your life. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and take care of that immediately. Buyinsurancehere.com. Thank you so much. The asshole of the day today for being cheap, misogynistic bastards. It's got to be our friends, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Pay the woman. Pay her, you fucks. Today, $30,000 minimum. Fuck you. Have a good one. You've been a fantastic audience as always. Love you so much. Talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.